So we need to talk. We are going into the largest wealth transfer in history. It's happening right now, and it has a huge effect on dentists. If you are currently starting your career as a dentist, the decisions that you make over the next few years are going to make an extremely big impact on the future of your career. There is going to be a limited amount of time where there is an enormous opportunity. But then once that time is over, the opportunity is going to be gone. The way that you respond to this opportunity is likely going to be the most important career decision that you ever make. So let's talk about it. My name is Chris. I'm a dentist who's bought and sold multiple businesses, and I help dentists buy their first practice. So according to the American Dental Association, 35% of practicing dentists are over the age of 55. This is a huge number. The average for all professions in the United States, only 23% of people are over the age of 55. The baby boomer generation is starting to retire. 23% of workers over 55 getting near to retirement. But in dentistry, that number is even larger. This is very important to take into account because that means that over the next few years, there are going to be a huge number of dentists that are retiring and are going to be leaving dentistry. This creates a massive opportunity for dentists that are just starting out their career. There are roughly 200,000 in the United States. 35% means 70,000 dentists are likely going to be retiring over the next 10 years. This means opportunity. Some dentists have children who went into dentistry that they are going to pass their practice along to, but the vast majority of dentists don't. This leaves them with two options to retire. Number one, they can sell their practice to a dentist like you and me, or number two, they can sell their practice to a corporation. You got to remember that 20 years ago, 85% of dentists owned their own practice. Today, that number is down to 70% of dentists own their own practice. And if the trend continues, that number is going to get lower and lower as these corporations are buying more and more practices. Adjusted for inflation, dentists' income have been dropping every single year. I have a previous video that goes and looks into this. I recommend you check that out. But this is very troubling news. The average dentist income is falling faster than almost any other profession. The reason is because historically, dentists have been practice owners. When you own your own business, you have a potential to make a lot more money. Especially in the dental industry, the risk of owning your own business is extremely low compared to other industries. As corporations continue to take over dental practices, dentists are making less and less money each year. Now, the good thing is for those of us that are smart enough to own our own practices, we're able to make more and more than ever before. Patients don't like going to these corporate offices where every year there's a new dentist and the staff is constantly changing over. They like the stability that comes with seeing a dentist who owns their own practice. Patients know that when they go to a private practice, they're going to be treated better and they're going to be getting more attention and more respect and they're going to get better service. As a dentist, if you own your own practice, you do not need to be afraid of DSOs because you're able to offer a level of service that the DSOs are just not able to offer. This is your opportunity to buy a practice before a corporation buys it. The dentists have two options. They can sell to a dentist or they can sell to a corporation. The truth is a lot of dentists would actually prefer to sell to other dentists, but there are just not enough dentists looking to buy practices. For some reason, an increasing number of dentists today just don't have the drive or the motivation to actually build their own business. The problem is I've seen this over and over again. These dentists think, well, I'm going to be happy as an associate. After you work for one of these corporations for a few years, you start to realize, wow, this is kind of humiliating. Like, I don't even get to have any control over my time. I just have to do what the 25-year-old office manager tells me to do. I just have to follow what the executives that have never even been in this dental office before have decided that I'm going to do. If you made it through dental school, you're probably a lot smarter than whoever is the office manager, whoever is working at the corporate headquarters of this corporation. You know how to do this. You have the ability and the skill set necessary to run your own practice. Why are you going to sit around and let people who are less intelligent than you tell you what to do? So what are the advantages of being an owner? First off, the average associate is going to make something like $175,000 a year. This sounds great, except when you take into account that the average dentist is going to have $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in student loan payments per year. These student loans are paid in post-tax dollars, which means you're going to have to make an additional 20 to 30% more just to pay off those student loans. So if you're making $175,000 and then you're paying your student loans and you're paying taxes, you might be down to $80,000 a year. That's fine. It's enough to survive. It's enough to live a decent quality of life, but it's definitely not rich and it's definitely not the potential that you have. The average owner is making $300,000 a year. Right off the bat, that's $125,000 more per year. And you need to take into account that the average owner is going to be working less than the average associate. The average owner includes that 35% of dentists that are over 55 and are starting to slow down because they're nearing retirement. The average dentist includes the dentists that are working, you know, 3 days a week because they don't want to work any more than that. So if you're at a time in your life that you want to work hard and you want to make money, it's easy to make substantially more than that $300 per year. This is not some fluke, because I know three dentists that are within 10 miles of my house that are making more than $1 million a year. I personally, the first year I became an owner, made $700,000. As a dentist, when you own your own business, you have the potential to make substantially more. And don't forget that when you own a business, that is an asset that you're later going to be able to sell at a profit. When you're working as an associate, you're not going to have any asset that you're able to sell. What you are doing is you're building up a business for this DSO, and that DSO is going to try to sell. I've looked at a bunch of different case studies with dentists, and on average, I would value the equity in your business that you're making each year to be about $50,000 a year. The average owner is making something like $200,000 more than the average associate. These corporations understand that, and that's why they are trying to buy all of these practices. The corporations know that they can come in, if they can find a dentist who's willing to work for $200,000 less per year, they'll be happy to keep the profit, and they'll also be happy to have a business that they can later sell for their own profit. One of the popular strategies for these corporations is they'll buy practices, they'll package them up, and they'll give them some sort of name, you know, some sort of brand, and then they'll sell that entire package to a private equity company. So when you as a dentist are working for one of these dental service organizations, what you're actually doing is you're making money for these middlemen that are buying practices and reselling them to someone else at a higher price. You are doing all the work while they are sitting there and making the money. However, if you as a dentist decide that you want to take control of your career and be in charge, you can find banks that will finance 100% of the purchase price of the practice. Not only that, but they will often finance more than 100% and give you working capital. Banks will literally give you $100,000 plus in addition to the purchase price because they know that buying a dental practice is one of the most secure, safe investments that you can make, and it's one of the best investments that they can put their money into. I often hear some young dentists say, well, doesn't it seem risky to buy a dental practice or become an owner? If you're going to do a startup, there's definitely some risk involved. But if you're buying an established business that has a proven track record, that already has patients in the seats ready for you to work on, there's basically no risk. The true risk is letting the DSOs buy those practices and then your wage increasingly lowering every year as you begin working for these corporations. The risk is that if you don't buy a practice now, the DSOs are going to buy those practices and then you are not going to have the opportunity to become the owner anymore. The long-term risk is that you're going to be stuck in a situation where you don't have control over your income, you don't have control over your time, and you don't have any control over the decisions that the business makes. There are two huge trends which make right now the best time to buy a practice. Once the baby boomer generation has retired, there are going to be fewer practices for sale. Compounding this effect is as DSOs buy more and more practices, they're not going to be reselling those practices to dentists like you. There is a limited window of opportunity. You want to buy before the DSOs buy, and you want to buy before the baby boomers finish retiring. If you wait, there are going to be fewer and fewer practices for sale. Those that are available are likely going to be in worse locations, and they're going to be substantially more expensive. The longer you wait, the more tied down you are going to be in the location that you're living. You're going to have family that are going to schools and they're not going to want to move. You're going to have a spouse that has a job and they're not going to want to move. And then you're going to have a limited geographical range that you're able to search to buy practices. But the longer you wait, the fewer and fewer practices are going to be available. If you let a corporation come in and buy that practice, then the chance of that practice ever being back on the open market is basically zero. Right now, while the baby boomer generation is retiring, is your time to find a practice to buy. If you want to make sure that you benefit from this greatest wealth transfer, then you need to start preparing today. Start networking with other dentists. Start reaching out to practice brokers. Start building your team of advisors. Reach out to our company. You can find the link in the description, and we help dentists find and buy their first practice. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that is going to go away. Now is the time to buy a practice. Today is the day to get started. Do not let this opportunity pass you by.